This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Walmart, the world's biggest private employer, now faces what may be the largest sex discrimination lawsuit in history. In San Francisco today, a federal judge said a group of female plaintiffs can proceed with a class action lawsuit against Walmart. The plaintiffs accuse the retailer of systematically discriminating against women in pay, promotions, and training. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Over the years, Walmart has been sued for gender discrimination countless times, but they were always individual cases. The retailing giant was able to shrug off these lawsuits as nuisances, what one lawyer in the case called pinpricks, just the cost of doing business. But according to Joe Sellers, today's ruling will finally get Walmart's attention. Sellers is an attorney with one of the several law firms and advocacy groups that have joined forces to represent the plaintiffs.
This case was brought by six women seeking to represent many, many more women who were, like them, adversely affected by the promotion and pay practices at Walmart. And Judge Jenkins' ruling permits this case to proceed on behalf of about 1.6 million women employees at Walmart.
They are women like 39-year-old Christine Kwapnoski, who works at a Walmart-owned chain called Sam's Club, east of San Francisco. Kwapnoski, one of the six original plaintiffs, says she tried to move up the ranks during the 18 years she worked for Walmart, but she was repeatedly passed over for promotion by male employees who she says were less qualified.
I have been promoted over so many times, it's not even funny. In fact, I've lost count how many times I've been promoted over.
Kwapnoski says men with less experience were routinely paid more than she was for the same work. One time, Kwapnoski was told she'd have to, quote, doll up if she wanted a better position. When she complained about unfair treatment, she says a manager told her she didn't need a raise as much as another employee.
I was told that the male had a family to take care of. I do too, but the more I complained, the more they considered me the big bad B word.
Lawyers for the women say Walmart engaged in a pattern of discrimination, relegating 70% of its low-paid hourly positions to women. Meanwhile, they allege more than 85% of Walmart's higher-paid supervisors or store managers are men. Walmart's response? It claims fewer women apply for store manager jobs since they often require relocation. Walmart also says its stores are decentralized, with individual managers deciding personnel matters. Judge Jenkins disagreed, finding, quote, an inference of discriminatory practices that affect all plaintiffs in a common manner. Following certification of the class action, Walmart was quick to point out that the judge hadn't ruled on the merits of the case. Walmart chairman Rob Walton.
We'll just have to see what the appellate court says. We believe that it's wrong and that the judge has made a mistake.
Meanwhile, the plaintiffs are urging a speedy jury trial, and the findings of fact could strengthen their hand going forward. Historically, most large class action lawsuits never reach the courthouse. They're settled out of court. Attorney Joe Sellers won't rule out a settlement in this case, but he says it won't come cheap for Walmart.
Just assessing the monetary losses for back pay for the 1.6 million women, we have designed different economic models with our experts depending on different assumptions you make, but they all have numbers in the billions range.
Wall Street analysts have said the retailer likely could withstand even a large settlement. Walmart earned $2.2 billion in its fiscal first quarter alone. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.